This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Brittany, it's time to play a game.
Go.
Oh, actually, hold on. One more thing.
Yeah, right.
This part of the show, sorry, I have a thousand. I forgot about my thousand sponsors here. Here we go. This part of the show is brought to you by Champions for Change. 12K a day is on. Your first code word is coming your way at 7 o'clock. You have a chance to win $1,000 if you enter it via text. And we're doing that all day, 12 times 12K a day. Want to change your lifestyle? Let Champions for Change help you. Visit cachampionsforchange.net for fun ways to be active and discover recipes that are healthy and delicious. Okay, Celebrity Trash brought to you by the new Krispy Kreme location at Fisherman's Wharf. Glazed, old-fashioned sprinkles, you name it. That's Krispy Kreme at Fisherman's Wharf. It's time to play a game. Vinny, I got two games today.
All right.
So this first one is really, I just was reading this. It's a commencement speech that someone gave, and you're going to guess who gave the speech. I have a multiple choice for you at the end. And if you guess it during, fantastic. I'll just give you the $5. But I want to.
Oh, $5 is up.
$5.
All right.
Isn't that what we decided the game
sure.
was going to be worth? And I believe I have two crisp, brand new $5 bills.
Well, that is great news. I will put that to the money that I'm going to give you for Vaughn's birthday party. So
perfect.
I'm working my debt off.
You got to give the money to use that bought lunch.
You paid for that?
She snuck it out from under all of us. And then got like kind of mad when I was like, I'll pay. Stop it. What are you doing? She's like, I'm doing it.
That's so kind.
Well, I got to change the name I owe on my to-do list.
There you go. You owe me nothing, sir. Okay. So this is the commencement speech at USC's Annenberg School of Communication and Journalism on Friday.
All right.
This person on working together and getting things done. You can't personally stop anyone from walking into a school with an assault rifle, nor can you single-handedly ensure the rights that your mothers and your grandmothers fought so hard for will be preserved for the daughters you may someday have. It'll take more than you alone to pull more than 40 million Americans out of poverty, but who will you be if you don't care enough to try? And what mountains could we move? What gridlock could we eradicate if we were to join forces and work together in service of something greater than ourselves? On the perils of the internet, this is an interesting one because even this morning, as we were looking through stories, Yuzi was commenting on how everything she's visited in the last few days was right there at the top on a banner ad and on the side. It's just we're so, you know, our deepest desires. On the perils of the internet, everything around us, including and in particular the internet and social media, is now being used to erode trust in our institutions, interfere in our elections, and wreak havoc in our infrastructure. It hands advertisers a map to our deepest desires. It enables misinformation to run rampant, attention spans to run short, and false stories from phony sites to run circles around major news outlets. We have literally walked into traffic while staring at our phones. Talking about truth, the truth exonerates and it convicts. It disinfects and it galvanizes. The truth has always been and will always be our shield against corruption, our shield against greed and despair. The truth is our saving grace. And not only are you here to tell it, to write it, to proclaim it, to speak it, but to be it. Be the truth. Be the truth. This is a journalism school she's speaking at. A few more pieces of advice from this person.
From this lady.
From this lady. It is a lady.
Yes.
Eat a good breakfast. It really pays off. Pay your bills on time. Recycle. Make your bed. Aim high. Say thank you to people and actually really mean it. Know that what you tweet and post on Instagram today might be asked about at a job interview tomorrow or 20 years from tomorrow. Be nice to little kids. Be nice to your elders. Be nice to animals. Invest in a quality mattress. I'm telling you, your back will thank you later. And don't cheap out on your shoes. Don't ever confuse what is legal with what is moral because they are entirely different animals. In life, you're either principled or you're not. So do the right thing, especially when nobody's looking. Was it Oprah, Michelle Obama, Beyonce or Sharon Stone who gave this inspirational speech?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Sarah, before you said her name, she is who I was thinking it was. So I will stick with Michelle Obama.
Oh, sorry, the correct answer is Oprah.
Oh!
Sizzles. Damn it.
You got me.
I figured you'd get Oprah for sure.
Well, I honestly hadn't heard that, but as you were going through it, I went, this sounds like Michelle Obama. Mm.
So does he owe you $5 now or what?
No, he doesn't owe me the $5.
Right,
I think
now,
we decided that he plays the game at no risk to himself. If I want to play the damn game, I'm coming up with a prize. It's time for another game.
Right. That was actually pretty good, though, on Oprah.
I love some of those quotes. They're just, especially the internet stuff, it's so true.
Right.
She also had a whole thing about voting, but it mentioned Michelle Obama in it, so I didn't want to put that in there because I wanted to use her as one of the guesses. Right. Okay, so time to play a game. This one's called the 20th anniversary of the Seinfeld finale. That's right, kids. Who are now in their 50s. Seinfeld ended 20 years ago today.
Dang.
Oh, hard to believe. So I'm going to give you a statement and you tell me yes or BS.
Okay.
Statement number one. You got to get, there's five. You got a 3 out of 5.
All right.
The Seinfeld finale had more live viewers than any other TV show episode in the last 20 years. Yes or BS? Seinfeld finale had more live viewers than any other TV show episode in the last 20 years.
BS, Bob.
Sorry, that's actually correct.
More than the Super Bowl?
It is still number 4 on the all-time list. The last episode of MASH is the number 1 most watched show of all time.
She said sitcom.
No, I said TV show.
Oh, you said TV show.
Yeah.
Oh.
How does the Super Bowl not more than...
Apparently, Seinfeld was more. MASH was number 1, then the series finale of Cheers, then the Who Shot JR episode of Dallas, then Seinfeld. And everything else is below
they must
that.
They must not include the Super Bowl as a TV show then.
Yeah, I don't know. What is the number? Does anyone know what... Can anyone research the number for how many people were actually watching the Seinfeld? Like, who watches the Super Bowl? I thought that was only like 80 million people.
I thought the Super Bowl was aired worldwide and.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it is
a different category.
It's got to be. There couldn't be anything that beats the Super Bowl.
What? Are you saying Seinfeld finale?
This is the finale of Seinfeld.
Oh, it is the finale. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I remember about that the most? The Green Day song.
Yeah, me too.
Which I don't even remember the Green Day song.
What?
No, all I remember is that they went to court
jail.
And then they went to prison and
right.
It was totally stupid and a terrible ending and they actually went back and fixed it later.
So it was 76 million viewers for the finale. I don't know how about the Super Bowl.
What is it? The Time of Your Life is the song that aired?
Yeah.
For
that would make sense. I can't believe that's 20 years old.
So would it be Brendan 1998 Super Bowl?
Yes.
I'm looking that up right now. Oh, it says a TV rating of 45. 0.3. No, hold on 1 second.
What are you guys saying here?
Was watched by more than one. So it is. Super Bowl was more.
Okay, so they're not counting.
They can't be
events.
Counting it.
These are TV show episodes.
Right. Yeah, in the LA Times article, it says these numbers exclude the Super Bowl games.
Got it.
Okay, question number two.
Oh.
Statement number two. Yes
Got
or
it.
BS.
Okay, I'm ready.
Elaine wasn't on the show until the second season. Yes or BS?
So the first season was weird because I didn't watch it. I'd never watched any of Seinfeld in real time. I watched them when I hit
the
syndication.
Reruns, yeah.
The first season, Frasier has a dog, a golden retriever.
Do you mean Kramer?
Kramer, sorry.
I was like, wait, what?
Kramer has a dog.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, Of course you don't. I am going to say, say it again?
Elaine wasn't on the show until the second season. Yes or BS?
Yes.
I'm sorry, that is also BS. She wasn't in the pilot, but she was in every episode after that except for a two-parter in season 4 called The Trip. That's the one where Jerry and George go to LA to find Kramer, who's trying to become an actor.
Oh, I love that one.
Okay, question number 3. I still think you can do this one.
Okay. It's not looking good.
The term regifting was coined by Seinfeld. Yes or BS?
No, I know they I believe they coined double dipping, regifting. I'm going to say BS.
Oh, I would have said BS too.
No, they fully did. Remember, he gets the. I think it's Bryan Cranston who's. Yeah, Jerry's dentist, played by Bryan Cranston, gives him a label maker, and Elaine had given him
the label maker.
The regifting is a total sign, but they actually mentioned double dipping, close talker, shrinkage, and yada 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 as a and all the other stuff as being Seinfeldisms. Well,
go ahead.
The character with the fifth most appearances on the show was Newman. Yes or BS?
BS.
It is BS. An actress named Ruth Cohen played a waitress at Monk's Diner. While she didn't have lines in all these episodes, she was in 101 episodes just walking around in the background.
Oh, good for her.
Wayne Knight played Newman in 45 episodes. And finally, one episode of Seinfeld included vocals in the theme song. Yes or BS?
BS.
It's a yes.
What?
Yeah. First episode of season 3 featured some scat lyrics. That was Jerry's idea. He and Larry David liked it, and everyone else was like, no, you got to get that out of there.
Oh.
And they went back to the regular.
All right. Show was really good.
Well, Vinny, I'm sorry to say that I'm keeping my total $10. I'm bummed.
I found out who I owe the money to for Vaughn's birthday, so that was good. I was going to slip you $50 bucks or whatever, and there I am.
I would have slid it right the other direction.
All right.
Dave Grohl performed in Oakland over the weekend.
Yeah, that benefit, right?
I heard.
Yep.
I saw pictures, actually.
He was at Notes and Words at the Fox for UCSF Benioff's Children's Hospital. During his set, both his daughters apparently were on stage at one point or another, but his 12-year-old daughter Violet joined him to sing an Adele song. That is so sweet.
It is.
I love that I know they sit around their house and he plays a guitar and his kids sing. It's so great. His little 12-year-old daughter.
I love all his daughters' names. So that one is Violet. She's 12?
Yeah.
Was there another one that got on stage? Is it Harper?
9-year-old Harper. She
Harper Willow. And then he has a daughter named Ophelia. All those names are solid names.
All right.
Over stage fright by 12. That's a good thing.
It's great.
Check that off the list. No worries.
Well, and what a cool dad to have who's like, you know that Adele song? Here, you do that.
Go out there and do that.
Let's go do that.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool
really
dad.
Cute.
Imagine he starts out in Nirvana and goes on to have Foo Fighter fame.
Yeah, and a family and a 12-year-old who can belt. That's great. Anyway, congratulations. I just thought that was so, so sweet. And then, Violet, you said you couldn't find anything that you could... I'm sorry.
Yeah,
what's the other little girl's name?
Harper.
Yeah, Violet and Harper, they're both on stage.
There's a drumming segment, apparently.
Apparently there was with... We Will Rock You, but I don't have that. They do The Sky Is a Neighborhood where Harper sits behind the drums and doesn't seem to play. She's just waiting.
All right.
It's cute. I mean, they're background vocals if you want to hear some.
All right.
So I was watching Harper on the drum. She's kind of getting ready, though. She's grabbing her drumsticks.
Is it going to break into it
any second? No, not in this song. She doesn't break into it.
All right. Well, congratulations, Dave, on a great performance and fun with your family. I think that's awesome. Avengers Infinity War topped the box office again. Surprise.
Really, Melissa McCarthy's movie didn't have that.
No,
deal.
That was second place. Life of the Party, that was $18 million.
I watched second Game place. Night over the weekend.
What'd you think?
Did you like it?
I did.
Yeah, I did.
You both liked it.
Yeah, I really liked it. I laughed a lot.
I laughed so much in the first half that that went on a little long. But it was good.
Well, they
good.
Kept piling twist after twist after. By the end, I'm like, I'm really not sure.
And you know what? They're not even twists. They're like gags. Because really, it's not a story that you are so invested in that you can't believe what's happened. You just go, all right, now we're going that direction. All right, now that's... in the beginning, I thought that was so funny. And I loved, speaking of twists, I guess the gag about who she slept with. I loved that.
Very funny.
I loved it.
How about the scene?
That's not Denzel. That's not Denzel. No, what are you talking about? That's Denzel.
I loved it.
That's not Denzel.
Where did he take you?
A 2-bedroom apartment in the.
He never did say his name.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was very funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
But then, like I said, it went a little long.
It just went crazy. It's good.
You know what I'm watching right now, Hooman, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Have you watched Gotham?
I haven't. How
you
is it?
Have got.
Really? I watched the first two episodes of that and I just felt like, oh,
well, you
here
won't
for me.
Like it, but he will flip and lose his mind over it. Are you kidding?
Do they show Batman at all or no?
Batman's a little boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm only in the first season. It's just started. Right now, I'm seeing Penguin become Penguin. And James Gordon is a regular cop. He's not the
commissioner.
Doesn't he go on to become the commissioner?
Yeah, yes. He does.
He's a young man in it.
So it looks like it's season 5 is going to be the last season. So there's 4 seasons. There's 86 episodes.
Huh. Well, if you want, we could do that. I want to do Ozark first.
Yeah, I
want
to do Ozark.
Ozark's better, in my opinion.
We're almost done with Punisher.
But for someone who loves comic books. Mm. Oof.
So you're plowing through that, Gotham?
I watched a couple episodes. You know, I had the house to myself on Saturday, so.
How was that?
It was
excellent. Oh, yeah. Well, I forgot to ask, how did they like Taylor Swift?
They loved it.
Your daughter was into the whole thing.
Loved the whole thing. They stayed for every song and got home really late. And, you know, the whole, when the kid's sound asleep, and you're trying to get the pants off them and, like, right. Get them into bed.
They're just.
Yeah, that whole thing happened. So it was very cool. And the pictures are of them dancing and just having. And Taylor Swift puts on a show.
Yeah.
That's
like, if you saw any pictures from it.
Yeah.
She's a rock star. Like, it's not her coming out to sing her songs. It's choreographed. Mm-hmm. It's big. It's lit. It's more like U2.
It's a big production.
Yeah, it's a huge production.
This is not just, you know, hop on stage.
I'm with four dancers behind her. It was a whole thing. So I was really, wow, Taylor Swift, everybody.
And how were their seats? Were they pretty good?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Close enough that they could see.
Yeah,
there's usually,
well,
monitors everywhere now.
They didn't want to be too close, which is, you know, the kid gets all sound tripped by stuff. Stuff scares her, you know. Oh. Too loud, too loud.
Did you bring little
Did she say
ear
that to you, Vinny?
Plugs for?
Yeah, I actually can get her out of my room by turning my guitar up.
Get out.
That's all I got to do.
Oh, funny.
She takes off running.
So let's see. Avengers Infinity War made another $61 million.
Oh,
it's just killing it. $547 million in 3 weeks.
Which
oh, boy.
Which number is that?
Number 100.
No, Avengers 4?
I don't know.
Oh, no, it's Avengers 3, but Avengers 4 is next year.
And then that's it for this crop of superheroes. They're going to
probably
have to just. Now we'll get all new Iron Man movies, all new Thor movies.
Definitely Robert Downey Jr., they're going to retire because he makes too much money, according to them.
He makes all the money.
He makes
seems
all
like
the money.
He makes all the money from
7% on the back end.
Good for him.
No,
when he's done with these, he's done.
He can do whatever he wants. Little boutique projects, whatever he wants. Or nothing. He just go find a beach somewhere to be happy on. What's coming up, Vin?
Fairy Tales. The top baby names. Guy is suing Halo Ice Cream and more after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by California's Great America. Right now, caller number 9 gets a pair of tickets to Maroon 5 Friday, June 1st at Oracle Arena. Limited tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. You want to check out Maroon 5? They're amazing. Be caller number 9, 800-400-3697. California's Great America. Get your 2018 gold season pass now only at cagreatamerica.com. But hurry, the price goes up on May 29th.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website has everything on it.
Yep.
Yep. Period. Here's what's happening. Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
It's Monday, May 14th, and the Warriors play tonight.
Oh.
In Houston.
Warriors.
6 p.m. tip time. And while we're on it, Boston beat the Cavs first game out yesterday.
That's surprising.
It is surprising.
Good for you, Celtics.
Boston's without their two best players.
Right.
And they're doing well. Most
Go
people
Boston.
Would have written them off for sure.
That'd be sort of fun to see the Warriors and the Celtics in the finals.
Well, many would say, myself included, would say that the real final is Warriors playing Houston. Those are the two best teams from the season. So we're really getting
we're in it right now.
A pretty special conference finals.
And this is a seven-game series?
It is.
Okay. Starting tonight.
Mm-hmm. 6 p.m. All right. So one of the big stories of the day is Israel.
Yeah.
And the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. A bunch of violence.
Yeah.
Has marked the event as dozens of protesting Palestinians have been killed. They lay claim to part of Jerusalem and don't appreciate that we are recognizing that as
the
Israel's capital.
Israel, right.
So that is what's going on there. But the embassy is open for business as of right now. So,
well, let's see how that goes. Not going well so far.
No. No, it's not. Halo ice cream.
Yeah.
Is something I heard about from you, actually. And you were saying that it's low-cal ice cream and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then I asked you again if you ate it and you said no.
Yeah, so it's okay. Well, the thing about it is it's really hard. Like, it's interesting because you do feel like, okay, well, I guess it's worth chipping this stone in order to not
eat
all the
calories.
You
can't leave it out and let it.
I don't know if you can or I can't. I never leave anything long enough for it to defrost. I got to eat that.
A guy named Josh Berger from Queens, New York, just sued Halo Top.
Why is that?
For false, false, deceptive, and misleading labeling. Is this stuff that Hooman brought to you?
No.
This isn't part of your party.
He might have brought it one of the times.
Did Gretchen talk about it? I feel like I might have heard it from Gretchen, too.
No, maybe. You guys are thinking of that other one. It's called a Heavenly or something. And it comes in the... We have, like, all our drinking glasses are the jars that ice cream came in, the one she was talking about. This Halo Top one is... It's
light ice cream.
Ice cream in quotes, right. It's like... You know, a frozen treat that has far fewer
calories. Well, that's why he's suing. He says their light ice cream looks too much like regular ice cream. He bought a pint for $7 last year and found it was harder and less creamy than regular ice cream.
Yeah, because it's got like a tenth of the calories.
And when he realized it was light ice cream, he was furious. Now he's suing. He wants...
That's ridiculous. Read the goddamn label. You're
he
the
wants
guy
$5
million.
Yeah,
oh, my God. What's wrong with him? All right. Good luck, buddy. Look at the... it takes me a long time to make an ice cream selection.
Oh.
You got to look at all the different...
And we've all seen you people at the ice cream aisle taking forever to figure it out.
I'm taking my time.
So you're saying no chance he's not going to get the $5
million. I mean, is he even, you know, it's... Really?
It's like
ordering a Diet Coke and being surprised that it's diet. Like, I don't know. It says right on there. It's, you know, low-cal. He's saying it wasn't plain. It is hard, though. It's hard. It's hard to, like, it's like a...
The ice cream's hard.
Cardboardy.
Yeah, I won't eat it.
Yeah. The strawberry's actually not bad because it has real strawberries in it. And it's.
I'll go without, thanks.
It's nicely flavored.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah.
I'd rather
eat ice cream. I'm going to eat ice cream.
Real regular ice cream once a week than have that... Than have
fake
low-cal
stuff. Right.
Stuff. Like, you said that you eat the skinny cow things, too?
Yeah.
I don't want that.
I don't mind those. That's nice. They get a little sweet. I'm trying to give up dessert, though. So
until after Maine?
At least until then, yes. I got to start laying out soon.
What?
Yeah. I got to get ready. My legs are ghostly white.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, this will be fun. A little bit at a time.
Yeah.
A few minutes here, a few minutes there.
Next thing we know, she's going to come in all red.
Yeah, no. Don't do that to yourself.
Burnt.
No, I tan pretty good. I just need to, I'm going to go out for like, I'll start with, say, 7 minutes aside.
There you go.
No sunscreen, just 7 minutes aside.
All right.
I'll move it up, move it on up.
I'm right in the middle of this in my life right now.
Oh,
as
what's going on?
The top baby names from last year. Have been put out.
Do we have some finalists from your list?
I've told you my finalists. So whether or not I'm going to get the name, one of the two names I'm into.
C,
depends.
We threw that
no,
one out.
No, C's out. Okay, I can't get that through. Yeah. We each have vetoes. So
give me the two names that are.
Ripley or Edie.
I like them both. Edie's adorable.
I love them both. But we'll see.
And are either of those on what is on her list, though?
Those are both on there.
Oh, good.
But
her list is longer.
Those were
than
both
those.
On there for the first kid, and somewhere out of nowhere, upshot Isla from like 20th place to first. Yeah,
come on, Del,
you jerk. Anyway, here are the top baby names: Emma, Olivia, Ava, Isabella, Sophia, Mia, Charlotte, Amelia, Evelyn, and Abigail for the girls.
Oh,
those are all really cute.
They are.
For the boys, it's Liam was number one.
Liam's a good name. Solid.
Noah, William, James, Logan. We got a Logie in our life, huh?
Do you?
Yeah. Benjamin, Mason, Elijah, Oliver, and Jacob.
I love Oliver.
Yeah, they're all good. So there you go. There's the top baby names, everybody. It's a thing because you're going to live with that name.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, they're going to live with it too, but you got to live with it.
It's true. Everybody's got to live with it.
Right.
They become their name. I think they always wind up fitting it.
I do agree with that. One of the names that was on our list for the first kid was Georgia, and I really love that name, but it seemed too big for a little baby. I don't know why that felt that way, but it just did.
Georgie. That would have been cute.
I'd love the name Georgia. I think it's beautiful. While we're on the kids thing, fairy tales were written at a time that was very different than today.
Yes. Those fairy tales are excellent. Like the Grimm's fairy tales where there's super death and evil witches and horrible things happen to children. Those are fairy tales. The crap today, forget it.
Well, those fairy tales are going away.
Yeah, I know.
They're changing them. They're no longer being shared with children.
Man, go get an original Grimm's fairy tale. You know, I think there's a couple volumes of them. Those things, those are fair. Like, to me, that's like so much of like my internal imaginations and stuff all come back to I must have read those books 1,000 times when I was little. Like all the terrible things and like the first time you read Sleeping Beauty, I mean, it's so dark. Like you watch the movie and it's like it's so just pleasant. Yeah. It's so dark and so horrible, the things that happen. I love those Grimms. Anyway, go on.
The fairy tale's most likely to change completely for the generation that's coming up now, or Little Red Riding Hood, where the two will end up being friends at the end.
Oh, that'll be great. She'll give him something out of the picnic basket. He won't eat her grandma.
The wolf won't eat grandma.
Oh, man. And
instead of killing him, Little Red Riding Hood will become friends with the wolf at the end. The three little pigs will also change.
Oh, for God's sake.
The gingerbread man. I don't even remember that. I mean,
run as fast as you can. Isn't that him?
Yeah, that's him. I just don't. Man? I don't remember ever reading that. But
oh,
I guess.
Oh no, I think the guy like didn't he started getting eaten? Even.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Well, he won't get eaten in the new one.
Oh no, he's got. You got to eat him. He's going to be like, no, don't eat me.
Hansel and Gretel is going to change.
Grinding me up. No, Hansel and Gretel is one of the all-time great, creepiest, horrible. The father marries this woman, and she's like, "I don't like your kids. Get rid of them." And he,
that's the start?
Yes.
Oh, see,
he takes them out to the middle. And he's supposed to chop their heads off. He's like a lumberjack. He's supposed to kill them.
The wife says, the new wife says, your kids?
Get rid of those kids. I don't like them. We're going to have kids of our own. I hate these kids. So little Hansel and Gretel. And she's, you know, dropping crumbs, you know, to try to find their way back. Of course, the birds eat those up. So they're lost. Their dad doesn't want to kill them, so he just abandons them in the woods, and it's wandering around, and that's when they find that house of candy with the witch, who then puts them in a cage, and she can't see well, right? So she's fattening them up. She's feeding them all kinds of stuff, but they put a chicken bone or, like, I don't know, some other kid's finger bone out of the cage so she can feel it to see how fat they're getting. She's like, oh, not yet. And then they're about to cook the kid, and little Gretel shoves the witch into the oven and cooks her instead.
Oh, the good old days.
Oh, man. So, yeah. Oh, man. That is a dark, awesome story. I'm telling you, why do we think our kids can't, like, to me,
can't
that just.
Handle it, Sarah.
It made the dark just excellent. It gave it a whole new dimension. Yeah, they're scary, But isn't, I don't know.
She can't remember yesterday, but she can remember
I
that.
Know.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dude, those I read
were some
those.
Details.
I read those books a million times. And there are so many little side ones, too. Like, there's the, we're talking about all the famous ones, but there are tons of little, some of them have morals, some of them do not.
I'm reading what Snow White and the Seven Dwarves used to be, Rapunzel, Bluebeard.
Oh, yeah, they're
little,
all.
They're all.
They're
not,
all going to change.
Well, no.
Go
I mean,
get the originals.
They're not even close to what.
Read
was
your
originally
kids' scary stories and written. Be there for them. Comfort them afterwards.
What are you talking about?
Listen, I read my kids all those books. I was like, I got one of those book of fairy tales. I started reading. I'm like, oh, my God, this is junk. And I ordered the real Grimm's Fairy and started
good
reading
grief
those. Come on, kids. You got to hear the
your
good
poor
stuff.
Kids.
Now, my kids have active imaginations. I don't know why we. Why.
Well, listen, in Sarah's defense.
We just don't think kids can handle it. I loved those books. They woke me up inside.
In Sarah's defense, the fairy tales today don't prepare kids for anything.
No.
I mean, life is
not like
that.
You're not
going to
be prepared if you run into a witch in the woods. I mean, come on. Not going to be prepared if an evil king decides you're done. Oh, man.
Five Minos says fairy tales were originally written for adults, not kids. Early erotica?
Oh, I don't know about that. There's no sex in those things.
Speaking of, I'm going to read you part of a headline.
Okay.
And when you hear it, I wonder if you could increase your... Here it is. A woman is up to 600% more likely to climax if. So if there's something you could do that would increase your odds by 600%, would you do it?
Well, I guess it would depend on what it is, Vinny.
Do we get to guess?
I'm fairly likely already, so I'm going to reserve judgment.
You're a sure shot most of the time.
I'm a pretty sure shot.
I
know myself pretty well, and I'm going to get myself
good
where
all
I
right
need to be.
If she blows her nose before she does it, that will increase your chances of climax 600%.
I wonder why.
This is
just
from
like
a new study.
Just like you'll be more oxygenated or something?
It's because smells are a big part of it, and they really help a woman get where she wants to go. Mm. If she's congested, it can really affect her experience.
Mm.
What do you think of that? Yeah? No?
I guess I'll try it.
I can't
it
remember
I don't
doing it while I was congested.
Yeah, I don't. Usually
I'm congested,
I'm, like,
I'm probably not going to do it.
Breathe through my mouth.
Well, it's allergy season.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
There's another article from 2008. It might have been debunked, you know, now that we're in 2018. But it says, screw Sudafed. When your nose ain't great, get yourself.
Oh, that'll clear you out?
The word that rhymes with
the
great.
Rhymes with great.
Is that for men and women, or is that just for women?
Let me see.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 415 says, because Hooman likes comics, he's not going to like Gotham.
Oh. Why?
I don't know. And I don't know the comic books at all. So while I'm watching it and thinking it's pretty good, this Gotham show.
Maybe it isn't.
It might not be true to anything, and who knows.
Right.
925 says, Sarah, started Safe on Netflix after hearing you talk about it. It's so good. I plowed through 4 episodes last night.
That's the one with the star of Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
I have not watched that. I heard from a couple people, though, that it sucks you in, and it's great.
Yeah, well, he's great, so I don't doubt it.
Michael C. Hall?
Yeah.
Michael?
Was he in Game Night? Where did I just
no
see? Oh, maybe he's in Gotham. What did I just see him in? He's not in Game Night? Are you sure?
No. I saw that like 3 weeks ago, Vinny. How could I possibly be sure what
happened
to
that? Are you thinking he's the neighbor?
No, that's Jesse Plemons.
Yeah.
It must be. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
He is in Game Night. He's the Bulgarian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yes, he comes
hilarious
in at the end.
The Bulgarian. God, that movie's so stupid. I'm going to start with a big tour that only Hooman and Bryn will care about.
Yeah.
Also,
drink.
There you go.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.